Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. It's the last Friday in January. Actually, it's the last week in January. It's almost the last day of January 2015. Woohoo! Where did it go? Where'd all the time go? Are you kidding me? We're already 1/12th of the way into this new year and all those great things you're going to do. How fan-flippin-tastic is that? My name's Sam Crowley. I host the podcast, the longest-running motivational podcast on the internet, The Everyday Saturday Show. Run on over to iTunes. Leave a great review. Leave a five-star review. That helps others find the show much more quickly. We can all stay involved in Saturday Nation, man, and get inspired and jacked up. Hey, today I want to talk about a gentleman that you don't know, I'm sure. You probably don't know, rather. A few of you might. Rick Butts. Rick Butts died yesterday, and... you know, people die, right? And I didn't even know Rick Butts that well. But I want to share with you what it means to just this whole circle of life. Anytime somebody dies, man, it hits me like a ton of bricks, whether it's a family member. Obviously, it hits me more if it's a family member. But an acquaintance, it just – I met Rick back in 2007 at an event in Philadelphia. He probably knows of me or knew of me because the internet really is a small place when you think about it. We're all 1 degree separated, if that, especially on Facebook now. You know, think about that. You're friends with somebody and they're friends with somebody and you're pretty much connected because you're in the same circles. Rick was an internet marketer. He was a speaker at a number of events as well. So I'm an internet marketer. I'm a speaker and it really is a small world. I met Rick at the event, and I was an absolute nobody. I mean, not that I'm, you know, the most famous person on the planet today, but I had no internet presence at all. EverydaySaturday.com had literally just been launched, and I was trying to find my way around, just trying to meet people, and I was going to a lot of events. I was on an airplane or driving someplace. Let me tell you something right now. If you want to kickstart your career, your business, your brand, there's nothing like live events when you're first getting going. I don't go to as much now. I'm the speaker at the events now. I don't really go to as much as I used to because now I have 4 kids under the age of 13. At that time, I had 3 kids, but it was kind of manageable, and you know, we just traveled like gypsies. Now it's a little bit different because you got volleyball and soccer and dance recitals and all that stuff that happens as your kids get older. They just get more active. So I drove to Philadelphia for this event back in the summer of 2007, and I met a lot of great people there. I mean, when I think about it now, I made a lot of initial connections at that event that stuck with me for until today. You know, I remember I met Dave Lacani there, Scott Patton I met at that event, met one of my mentors, John Delemi, at that event, Tom Beal I met there, I'm just thinking of just there was a bunch of great speakers. Ken MacArthur, I met at that event. These are people you may or may not have heard of on the internet. And these are individuals who I stayed in touch with. See, when I went to an event, I always made sure that I followed up. I was just starting my podcast, trying to get some traction on a regular basis. So a lot of the individuals I just mentioned, I interviewed on my podcast that helped grow the show. They helped promote it with me as well. And Rick Butts was there, and I would always, you know, every now and again see him post on Facebook when you scroll through your feed. Sometimes you got a cup of coffee and you're just kind of brain dead in the morning and you're scrolling through your feed. And I would see Rick update this or that. I'm speaking here. I'm doing this event, this Google Hangout, this webinar. He was marketing, just like all of us, talking about products he was creating and things like that. And then I saw him start to post about pain that he's feeling, and then that pain turned into I've been diagnosed with cancer, and I don't know what exactly it was that Rick was diagnosed with, but cancer is such an insidious disease. We all know somebody whose life was taken way too short by cancer. And then I would see him start to post about, I'm going to the emergency room, I'm back in the emergency room, feels like somebody's stabbing me in the back with a knife over and over again. I'm like, damn, that just, wow. I mean, and I think about the struggles, you know, that we all go through. My own personal journey with our baby that's been in Children's Hospital now for 166 days. And, you know, last night was an absolute magical night. Let me take 30 seconds to tell you what happened. Last night I went down to Children's Hospital about 7 o'clock in the evening. I got done helping my daughter Paige with her homework and getting her ready for a test in fourth grade tomorrow. I helped Laura with her homework. And around 7 o'clock I finally got out the door and went down to Children's Hospital to see our daughter Susan, who, you know, as you know, you've been listening to the show, she was born at 24 weeks on August 17th. She's still in Children's Hospital. And I walked into her little suite there, her room, and she's sitting in a baby stroller, wide-eyed. I mean, like, oh, my God. Looking around. She's strapped in. She's got this little harness on. She's got her trach tube secured in there. She's on a ventilator, so that's pumping air. And I'm like, oh, my God, Susan, what are you doing? I put the video on Instagram and put it on my Facebook page as well. You can see the video there. It's about a 15-second video. I was just taken aback. I mean, I was speechless. I didn't even know what to think. Here's this girl who most of the time, I fully expected her to just be lying there, sleeping, you know, and I would just kind of rock her to sleep, hold her, and maybe for an hour or so, and just give her a kiss goodnight and tuck her in. It's very difficult when you can't see your baby for, even if we're there 8 hours a day, there's still 16 hours of the day that you're away from your baby. It takes its toll. I'm not going to kid you, especially on my wife. It takes its toll over the course of 166 days of not having your baby home with you. It's like you have this person in your family, a member of your family, that you're not seeing every day. So when she greeted me at the door and she recognized my voice and she's kicking and moving around, I was like, Daddy, Daddy. I'm like, man, there ain't nothing like that, man. I don't care. You can't give me, take all the money away. Take it, keep it, burn it. I don't care what you do with it. Nothing ever, ever takes the place of a four-month-old baby just giddy as all get out, jumping up and down in her stroller, happy to see you. Just take it, man. Take the money. You know, I don't care. You can't buy that, you know. And I think about Rick Butts, and he's on the other side of life. He's going to facilities to help alleviate the pain that he's feeling at the end of his life. Then I've got my baby Susan. We're trying to alleviate the pain she's feeling at the beginning of her life. And Susan has a long road, a long, great road of life ahead of her. The trach tube will come out at some point. The ventilator, she'll come off of that at some point. She'll go on to live an incredibly long life. Rick Butts' life ended last night. And it was so sudden. I woke up this morning, and I grab a cup of coffee, check out Facebook, Dave Licani, a buddy of mine who I just mentioned. I met at that same event where I met Rick Butts. They're both from the state of Idaho. Dave posted, so sorry that my friend Rick Butts died, and went on to give a little warm tribute to him on his page. And it was just like, what? Really? I mean, Rick just posted on his Facebook page yesterday. I mean, when did he die? How could he have died? He literally just posted on Facebook yesterday that a song that he had written or something along those lines. And right before that, he was talking about another emergency room visit he went to. And that's it, guys. Rick Butts' life's over. And whether it's Rick or whether it's you or me or somebody halfway across the world, life, man, it's like we get so caught up. We major in minor things, and we all want to believe that it all matters. We all want to believe that that bill that didn't get paid last week and it's going to hurt your credit score, that really matters, you know? And in the moment, we feel like it matters, but if you look at life as just this huge rope that's a million miles long, we can't even comprehend how far a million miles is. I mean, 1 mile is 5,280 feet. Think about that times 1 million. Just a million, even though it's really billions. And this big rope, and just take a magic marker and color in about 1 millimeter of that rope. And that's where we all are right now. And we're all focused in on that 1 millimeter on this billion miles of rope, as if right now that matters. And what matters is the legacy that we leave and the imprint that we leave on the lives of others who are going to carry that with us. You know, I don't know Rick's family well enough to know the impact that he left in generations of his family, I can promise you it was something. I can promise you it was significant, because I'm talking about Rick on a podcast, and I only met the guy one time. And we exchanged a couple of posts on Facebook here or there over the past seven, eight years, but by and large, he was more of an acquaintance. But he made enough of an impact on me that the day after his death, I'm actually recording a podcast all about him and what it means. And it's just, it's so sad when someone who has so much to offer to the world doesn't get a chance to live forever. And it doesn't need to be Mother Teresa, doesn't need to be Dr. Martin Luther King, doesn't need to be a president of your country. It just needs to be you and the impact that you leave on other people. So as we talk about today's show, it is inspiring. I mean, even though death is always sad, but the sad part about death is the unknown. The sad part about death is the suddenness of it. The sad part about death is not the person themselves who died. It's the loved ones that they leave behind who do not get the opportunity to share the joy and the love that they want to with that person. So I guess my question to you this morning, are you going to be one of these TGIFers, right? It's January 30th. It's a Friday. Are you really going to be focused on dress down day at work and thank God it's Friday? Are you going to get off your ass and do something today to help impact the life of one person that doesn't involve any money whatsoever? Are you going to buy somebody's lunch to drive through? Are you going to go out of your way to say hello to somebody? Stop, put your damn iPhone, pause it, put it away in your pocket and actually listen to what they have going on in their life and offer maybe a solution or maybe just a pat on the back as, hey, man, I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. I'm here for you. And really mean it. Not just say, I think one of the worst phrases ever invented is, how are you? Because nobody gives a crap. Hey, how you doing? Good. How you doing? Good. That's it. Hey, how you doing? Tell me about what happened today. How you doing, bud? And just stop and listen. Put the damn phone away. Put the computer down. Close it all the way. Whether it's your kids, a spouse, anybody like that. Listen, man. Rick lived a great life, you know. And he had a lot of people that loved him. I can see the post now flying in already. One person already sent me an email about him and made that their blog post at probably 4 in the morning. That's a legacy, guys. Focus on legacy, not currency. You know what I mean? Focus on leaving the legacy and impacting generations long after you're gone. What's your brand going to be? What's your message going to be? And stay right there. And don't leave that space until you feel as though, wow, man, this is an amazing legacy. Let's keep going. Then you're never going to want to stop. It's Sam Crowley. It's the last show in January. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.